opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
A lot of stuff from the Combine today. Is there anything that you saw that particularly interested you?
I don't watch the Combine.
You read the stories, right?
I mean, yeah.
But kind of have to. They're everywhere.
No, nothing of it interests me.
Yeah, me either.
I'm interested in the draft.
I'm kind of like everybody else in Houston. I'm not all that interested in the draft.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you get the third round. That'll be fun. We were talking about Saquon Barkley. And I don't know if you know this, but at least one scout says this guy's a generational talent, should go number one overall. It's hard for me to look at a running back and say that.
I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't use that pick on a running back who might have a five-year shelf life.
If that, man, they take such a beating.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at producer T. Scott, filling in for John Lee today. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. All available at podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners, who obviously did not hear the first 2 hours, but you can go back to podcastarena.com and hear all of it. A lot of good stuff there. It's kind of a bummer that Granato just texted us. You see that?
Yeah.
Rice defensive end Blaine Padgett died in his sleep last night. Cause of death unknown. He was John's son JT's roommate. Man, that's I hate it when kids that young pass away, and it's just awful. I mean,
kid was from Beaumont, from Sour Lake,
going to Rice. I mean, who knows what kind of future he would have had? What he could have done? That sucks. There's some statements from the Rice Owl athletic department I just got, and I said everybody's. Since the loss is overwhelming to his team, his friends, and most importantly, his family, who are in our thoughts and prayers. I mean, that's just, wow. And now I'm bummed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Switch the subject a little bit because people keep asking. Colorado minus 105 tonight against Minnesota is my hockey play. That's it. That's all I got, and that's all you're getting from me until next week. So enjoy. And somebody was asking if I was doing anything on the Fountain Youth tomorrow. I'll probably have some plays, but I'm just gonna play it on my own. I'm not gonna make that public. And all my Sam Houston stuff is at shrp.com. Vincent says, "Do you guys see the trailer for Yellowstone, the new Kevin Costner TV show on Paramount? Looks good. I saw the trailer. It didn't really show me a lot, but I'm gonna give it a try because it does look pretty good. And I mean, I don't think Kevin Costner is gonna get in a miniseries and have it suck.
No.
Although you never know.
Wasn't
he did do The Postman.
And wasn't he in the
in Waterworld?
The Real McCoy?
The Hatfields and McCoys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That wasn't bad at all. I liked that.
We didn't even talk about the ending to Waco.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I can't believe that it ended in a raid and there was a fire. I never saw that coming. I think it's crazy that, I mean, I don't know. RJ, he mentioned that I'm a cynic, and I really am. But like, all these crazies that the government just finds a way to run over them, and everyone's it had to happen. They were crazy. Man, this thing makes you really rethink that. And I think that there's people who just get railroaded, and it's not really, I'm not saying everything they were doing was right, but I don't think they did anything that warranted the FBI attacking their home. It just seemed like a pretty crazy thing, but it's good to get a perspective of it that's not what the news told me when I was 10 or however.
And that's the thing. They were, all the stuff that was coming out from the FBI.
Yeah.
And they were saying stuff like, oh, there's shots coming from the house. Well, later on, you found out there were no shots coming from the house when they were going in there. And, you know, the whole tear gas thing, that was, I mean, and I thought the radio host at the end did a nice job of wrapping it up. Now, it was very pro-Davidians, but let's be honest, there's really...
But also a lot of the story, like, the miniseries was put together from the stories of Davidians mixed with the FBI's negotiator.
Yeah, yeah, he wrote a book about it, which I'm kind of curious to go read now, actually.
And... I mean, why would he have an agenda against the FBI if he didn't really feel like they did things wrong?
Well, but at what point is it okay, anything that happened there, from the ATF going after him to, with an army, basically.
Right.
To, and, you know, again, that scene, based on what I've read, wasn't entirely accurate because... They did have more weapons there, but as far as who fired first, yeah, if you lose that tape, that makes it look like, yeah, kind of not trusting the government here. Yeah. But you know, it really came off as the FBI wanted this showdown. And when is it okay to torture American citizens with sound and lights and cut off their power?
That's what I'm saying.
And, I mean, those kind of things, I mean, I really found disturbing. So...
I think that, and especially the fact that they did the raid when they were going to come out. Like, basically, he was like, I need a week, and I'm coming out. Like, he finally got the sign from God that he was waiting for, whatever, you know, whatever that was. But I think what happened really was they, at some point, it gets to where... The government has to, they have to justify mistakes.
Right. So you paint them as freaks and weirdos and they did this.
If our government ever admits that they're wrong on something, everything comes into question. And as soon as a firefight broke out and agents got shot and killed, there was no turning back. It's not like they could just say, all right, guys, let's just pack up and leave these guys alone.
But see,
so there's only one ending, if that's the case.
And that's a real problem. And one of the things that kind of stood out, it's like being in a bar and somebody pushes you and now you're like, okay, you take a swing at them. It's ending in a fight at that point.
Yeah.
And in this case, it never, ever had to come to that. And it's really sad that a lot of people lost their lives. And, yeah, our government bleeped up. Now, that's not saying they were innocent in any way, that there was, you know, that they weren't at fault as well for some stuff, but it didn't need to end that way. You didn't need to have a fight. You didn't need to come to blows. And I think that's one thing that came, it was pretty clear from that show.
Yep.
And like I said, I know it was a little biased, and I know there's a lot more to it, but, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know what we'll do when we come back? We'll do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day because we haven't had a chance to do that yet. And we will. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see that Twitter had to basically protect the people, the kids who were in that shooting, because of all these nuts, who conspiracy nuts, that it didn't happen?
Yeah.
I mean, how do people do that? Like, there were people who didn't believe Vegas happened. Like, I'm here to tell you, I knew people who were there. It happened. I don't know how you come up with these ridiculous conspiracies. My God. If you're one of those people who believes that stuff, you need to go ahead and check out now. I mean, honestly, you're really, yeah, I get not trusting the media. I get not trusting things, but that's just stupid. That's just, you're just a dumb. I'm sorry. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I think it says something that this gem crashed my browser. So let's imagine you're driving through the Nevada desert, deep on a dusty road, and you know what? You need to stop it for the night, right?
Okay.
Not like Hotel California, where you can check out, but you can never leave.
Right.
But you need to stop. So you pull up, and there's a motel.
Like whiskey in a jar?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, no, that's not. It's Turn the Page is the one I'm thinking of. I was thinking of the other Metallica cover.
Well, but whiskey in the jar, he got caught when he that's went true. To sleep in her chamber.
What about Turn the Page, though?
Yeah.
Like you're weary from the
yeah,
road.
Weary from the road, yeah. That one?
Yeah.
That too. Well, you stop at a motel. You go to check in. It's covered in clowns. It's the Clown Motel. And the owner says, I think it's a great idea for people that have a fear of clowns to come in the Clown Motel and face the clowns. No. If you're going to make yourself a clown hotel, you can pretty much assume I will keep going as long as I need to get to the next town.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah. But,
I don't have like a fear of clowns, but I don't want to sleep in a room filled with them. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't really fear them. I like to make fun of them, but, they have a collection of about 600 clowns in the hotel. People keep donating them. In fact, they have their sign out front has a clown, says bikers welcome, secure parking.
Wait, so it's not like people dressed up as clowns?
No, it's, you know,
it's just like figurines.
It's signs, it's figurines, it's statues. It's probably the clown from Poltergeist is there. There's probably a version of Pennywise that's there. And there's probably clowns in your room because it's a clown motel. I'm not going.
No, where's that at? No,
not at all.
Somewhere in Nevada.
Great. I hope the MGM hasn't turned into a clown hotel.
It's only when we're there. And that's yours.
It's not Circus Circus, is it?
No. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Daniel G gave it a 1-star rating. What amenities? If you blink twice, you miss the whole town. No cable, no pool, and the AC didn't work. Now, that's kind of a problem if you're in Nevada. The water coming out of the tap was the color of liquid dirt and smelled about as good. The blankets were moving on the bed, and there was no one in them. And to make it worse, everywhere you looked, you saw some creepy pictures and clown-based items. The hotel actually looked like a Freddy Krueger nightmare and was bad enough it literally scared my niece. So badly, she refused to sleep in the room, so we spent the night in the car and protested the payment with my credit card company. Let the bikers have it. Normal people need to stay away. Hey. Daniel, what's wrong with bikers? Horrid Tina from Las Vegas. There were bullet holes in the windows. The door looked like it had been kicked in multiple times. The lobby smells of heavy smoke. The room was disgusting. It smelled like mold, and the bathtub looked like a murder scene. No joke. We checked in and right out. Don't do it. So there are some people saying Don't go there. And then there's a couple people who gave it good reviews.
Okay.
Alice 669 from Ottawa, Ontario.
69.
669.
Oh.
There's two sixes before you get to the nine.
Oh.
Not quite sure how to think of that.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that either.
But she said, we booked this motel knowing fully what to expect. We went there for the wow factor and the place delivered. The office is just like pictured. The staff was friendly and accommodating. The rooms were sparse but functional. The fridge worked. The shower worked. Boy, you have very, very low expectations, Alice 669 from Ottawa, Ontario. The shower worked. Ooh, okay. You gave it 4 stars for that?
Yeah.
Dude, that's way, way too much for the Clown Motel. All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
I already played it.
Did I already do the outro?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Play it again, because I forgot.
All right.
Let's get a reminder.
The gem of the day.
Reminder of what we're here
it's
for.
It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, there you go. I had a bunch of other potential gems, like a woman suing T-Mobile, a T-Mobile store employee who stole her sex tape off her video phone.
Mm.
I read that.
Yeah.
It's a poor choice.
Pretty cute, too.
Apparently, she posts scantily clad pictures on Instagram all the time.
But that doesn't mean you can steal her sex tape from her phone.
Do you follow her?
No. Scantily clad. I was looking through them earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's weird. But scantily clad Instagram pictures. Dude.
Yeah, they're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, this is.
That's every hot chick on Instagram.
Yes. Yes. And every average chick on Instagram doing the right angle so they look hot.
Right. Or contouring their makeup or whatever they do.
But a personal sex tape of you on your own phone. I don't know how the T-Mobile employee got it, but I gotta say I'm against.
So I think he was fixing her phone, and she noticed he was taking a really long time. So whenever she left the store, she checked all her apps, and then the next day she noticed an email that was sent to the guy who fixed her phone in her trash can, in her email folder, and that's how she figured it out.
I'd be suing him too. Also,
I'd be high-fiving him. I mean, no, I'd sue him. I mean, that's what I'm...
Only... He's got priors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The, guess who's in town this weekend? Tyler, this is for you. It's at the Vivid Gentlemen's Club.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
Interesting.
Apparently, she's going to be here several times in 2018. Her Make America Horny Again tour includes Vivid Gentlemen's Club in Houston from March 1 to 3rd.
I mean, she's pretty old. Can she still...
Well, I don't know. I think you should go check it out and report back to us. You're into that, right?
I mean, not really.
Why not?
I haven't been to a strip club in a long time.
You're only, what, 25? You can't say a long time.
No, I am way older than 25.
All right, 26. That's not a long time. It can't have been more than 6 years. That's not long. But apparently, this is she's going to be doing a bunch of other tour dates. She's also going to visit Dallas, Killeen, and El Paso.
Killeen.
Yeah, I can't imagine a strip club in Killeen.
That's a army town.
Oh, okay.
That's
makes
a busy-ass strip club.
That makes sense.
Strip clubs, dry cleaners, used car dealerships, Chinese food restaurants.
I'm not familiar.
It's a repetition. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, like all the way down the street.
I didn't think about that. There's a pretty big presence in El Paso too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where Vivid Gentlemen's Club is.
I don't either.
So that's tonight and tomorrow. You got two chances.
It's on Westheimer.
Is it down this way?
Yeah, it's down past the Chacho's. I believe.
I don't know where the Chacho's
on the right?
Is.
Yeah, on the right. It's either that one or it's on Richmond somewhere.
That really
So you're knows. Not really
you
sure.
You have no freaking
Well,
clue.
I know I've
so
seen
So it's in
it
the part of town on, where all the strip clubs
on
are.
On those two streets, yeah.
Okay.
I've not heard of it, so it must have used... It probably was something else in the past. And now that's what it is. But there you go. If you want to see Stormy Daniels, you know where to go now. Now I'm looking this up to find out exactly where it is. It is 2618 Winrock. So yeah, it's right off of Westheimer.
Yeah. Tyler knew.
Of course he knew.
Tyler knows his strip club geography.
He traveled past that every day of my life for work for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, stop in tonight. Actually, it's closer to West Park Tollway.
Oh, so it might be on Richmond.
Yeah, it's kind of in the Woodlake Briar Meadow area. So
I thought you knew, Tyler.
Yeah.
When he said Windrock,
do you not drive by there?
Right off of Westheimer.
It is off of Westheimer, but it's in between Westheimer and 610.
Run parallel.
So, yeah, it's like right in the – it's closer to 610 than it is Westheimer. So, yeah.
Okay.
You know, 610 going it's outside the loop significantly.
Well, then I have no clue where this is.
Maybe it's by that El Tiempo there on Richmond. No, that's inside the loop. Huh?
Yeah, like Black Diamond or something.
It's halfway between Beltway 8 and 610, and it's closer to 59 than it is to I-10. And it's
on Richmond.
It's closer to Richmond. It's not on Richmond. It's on Windrock, but it's close to Richmond.
Is it at Richmond and Windrock?
It's at Windrock, and it doesn't say what the other street is, but it kind of looks Richmond-y.
All right.
Yeah.
We should have Juggalo Trey go take a picture with her.
Yeah, that's a good idea. He'll probably wind up sleeping with her.
Good. All right, guys. She's done worse. I went out to Republic Harley-Davidson a couple weeks ago, and I'm telling you, that place is unbelievable. And it's down in Stafford. It's not close to my house. But what I've learned is the dealerships that are closer to my house, they're just not as good. And that's what it boils down to. I'm getting a better service experience there. The staff is better. They've got 7 master technicians on staff. 7. Way more than every other Harley dealership in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. And their inventory, out of this world. And I know every dealership's going to say, oh, we've got the most bikes. No, you don't, because Republic does. They've got about 100 bikes on their showroom floor, brand new bikes, every color, every model. And outside, they've got a ton more of the pre-owns out there. I've been to the other spots in town. I've browsed around. It's not the same. It's not the same. The guys at Republic Harley-Davidson, they will treat you right. They'll treat your bike right. They're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bike, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, so there's no excuse. You want to get on a bike, they'll get you on one. 12707 Southwest Freeway there in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson. You got a little, you can use much more.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. I think that was all of the... here's a story for you. This is one that really pissed me off if I were a student. On Valentine's Day around 10:30, I got an email that just said, sorry, lost your test. We'll give you your $50 back. Apparently, FedEx lost a box of ACTs tests for high school kids. ACTs and SATs. And
they just lost them?
They just lost them. So they all had to retake the tests.
Ugh.
I was really emotional about it for a long time. I was crying, said Altoona senior Carson Gambrell. How do you misplace a test? She retook the test on Saturday, but apparently she's already missed some deadlines for scholarship applications because FedEx lost her test.
Damn.
That kind of sucks. And FedEx lost a check. Hey, does somebody have the TV on in here with the damn sound up again?
I can turn it
off. Yeah.
Yeah. Fix that. Nobody wants to hear replay from Astros preseason. Gosh. I don't know. Why do you turn that TV up? There's shows in here all day. I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. We didn't talk about this, but because I was making fun of Pizza Hut the other day and how nobody out pizzas the Hut. And now they're your NFL pizza thing. No more Papa John's.
Oh, Papa's out?
Yeah, the Papa's out.
Damn.
I'm going to say I'm not
saying. Didn't Papa John tell those, he said, y'all better stand up. You better nip this in the bud, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
To the NFL.
And then Pizza Hut said, nobody out pizzas the Hut. So we'll just step right in. Here's another one for you. Apparently, because we haven't done enough of them, Hollywood's working on yet another Willy Wonka movie.
Oh, God.
Come on, Hollywood, really?
Who's it starring?
Doesn't say yet, but...
Please be Juggalo Trey.
But they...
I want him to get stuck in that tube.
He could be Augustus Gloop.
Oh,
oh, I love it. I love it. That works. Apparently, a tech service is crunching numbers to figure out how much Willy Wonka's chocolate factory would cost to operate in the real world. Would you like to know?
Sure.
Oompa Loompa salaries alone, $73.4 million.
Uh-oh.
Plus $8 million for health insurance.
Wait.
Is that... That's not just one Oompa Loompa.
No, that's all the Oompa Loompas. Together. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That's why it worked, because that was what would be now considered illegal labor.
But not if you're paying them,
right? But Willy Wonka wasn't paying them.
No, didn't he like ship them in from Oompa Loompa Land?
Yeah, I mean, which is you know what that's akin to.
It's trafficking.
It may not be sex trafficking,
but it is trafficking. It's like human trafficking.
It's like slavery.
Well.
He took those people from the land of Oompa Loompa.
He rescued them.
And brought them to his plantation to do work for no money.
But he paid them in chocolate and delicious candy.
You mean he kept them fed?
Yeah.
So they could work? Yeah. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. A little bit.
Not at all.
Oh, really, whiteys? Colonizers, you guys don't
well, think about how much dental insurance would cost here when you consider they're eating chocolate eggs, candy canes, candy trees. Here's another one for you. I love this. You know how much the chocolate river would cost?
Oh, quite a bit, I would guess.
$32.7 million. And if someone were to actually fall into it, then that probably has to be replaced.
Yeah, you can't just like, oh, it's back to normal.
Yeah, the what if they peed in it? And that's 150,000 gallons of chocolate in there. Other costs would include edible wallpaper for $2,652, a golden goose egg at $6,032, and that flying glass elevator, it can be done for $109 million. So to run the chocolate factory for 1 year, $224.6 million. But I'm guessing that with the golden ticket and everything, business is probably worth about $750 million a year gross. You throw in taxes.
What about all the dead kid removal?
I think that's just part of your general Oompa Loompas
upkeep.
Yeah, I mean they're also doing sanitation, right? I mean that's what Oompa Loompas do. So yeah, I think that's part of it. Bet you didn't know that there was going to be a story today about how much it costs to run.
I didn't,
Charlie's
but I also
didn't
factory. Expect them to be. I didn't expect them to be redoing that movie either.
Yeah, please just stop. Please just stop with this stuff. I have one more sportsy one for you. The you know how they do these every year? We get the most popular NFL player by state maps.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you. I'll give you a few. This might surprise you. Most popular NFL player in Carolina. I'll just tell you, it's not Cam Newton.
Is it Russell Wilson?
No, it's Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh.
I say that's quite interesting, sir.
Again, do you think that's a coincidence?
Racism. Most popular player in Massachusetts and Maine and all those places.
Tom Brady, all of them.
But you know what? Interesting. Most popular player in Florida.
Oh.
Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nobody to cheer for on those teams.
The most popular player in Louisiana for last season.
Alvin Kamara,
yeah. Because it's easy to just default Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Most popular player in the great state of Texas.
Dak Prescott.
He's also the most popular player in
Mississippi,
New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas.
So cowboy
Mississippi,
country.
Yeah. Nevada.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, most popular player in California, Derek Carr. Most popular player in Colorado?
Von Miller.
Good guess.
A guess, sir.
Carson Wentz, very popular throughout many places. Most popular in Washington and Oregon and Idaho, Russell Wilson. And your most popular player in Alaska is...
Tom Brady?
Russell Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah, Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and your most popular player in Hawaii?
Marcus Mariota.
Tom Brady.
Damn.
Mariota did win Tennessee.
Damn.
But I think if this were an election, I think Dak Prescott would have beaten out Tom Brady. Although Brady getting Florida makes it awful close. Plus, he's got some pretty
Who
big...
Who got California?
Derek Carr.
Man, that's surprising.
Mm.
Who got New York?
New York, Brady.
Who got Ohio? It's a battleground state.
Yeah, that was...
Because beside Texas, I mean, Dak didn't pick up very many electoral votes.
Illinois' Mitch Trubisky. Wisconsin, Rogers. Ohio, Brady.
Yeah, Brady would get elected.
I guess maybe Antonio Brown.
PA. Was Antonio Brown?
Is that surprising to me? See, I would have figured it last year.
Because Carson Wentz won everything else. Almost everything around there is Carson Wentz. Plus Montana and North Dakota.
Yeah. Who won South Dakota?
Thielen.
What?
Yeah.
Did he get Minnesota too? Or
he did get Minnesota. Okay. Yeah. He got three states.
Poor Case Keenum.
It'd been cool if he'd gotten one.
Give the guy a break. You know, he deserves it.
Yeah. They love him so much there that he's not coming back next year. So there's that.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't like him. They didn't like him that much. You know what they do like?
What's that?
I like beer and I like music. And that's what Carbach's putting together now. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but they've got a big show coming up Sunday, May 20th. The list is out. The Love Street Music Fest, the Tauntauns and the Unlikely Candidates have been announced. The Bleachers have been announced. The Cold War Kids and Everclear will all be at the Love Street Music Fest. Early bird tickets are on sale now. They've got a big layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. Go to carbachbrewing.com for more info and tickets. And guys, if you get a chance, get out and see them on Sunday in the beer garden. They're going to have movie night out there, screening Office Space this Sunday night to celebrate the release of Weekday Warrior Session IPA. They've got limited edition mugs that are going to be available to the first 100 guests who purchase a beer garden package. Glassware is available starting at 5:30. The movie starts at 6:30, and they do bingo in the beer garden every Monday night at 6. You can win some great prizes, grab some good food from the Carbach restaurant, which is out of this world, open 7 days a week. And you can get the brewing and dining experience all in one. World-class cuisine paired perfectly with a Carbach brew. That is the way to end your day. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Bad news tonight. Sometimes I feel like I was born to lose and it's driving me out of my mind.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. And speaking of SportsMap, check out sportsmap.com. All kinds of great stuff on there, including Ken Hoffman from spring training, doing a little spring training tour. That'll be up here very shortly.
Nice.
Real quickly, before we get to stupid stuff, Yard Barker's going through its top 10 position players in baseball. Shortstops, you want to guess the top five?
I'll play that game.
Okay.
I don't know if I can put them in order.
You don't have to. Just okay. You see how many of the top five you can guess.
Carlos Correa.
Number one on the list.
Corey Seager.
Number five on the list.
Trey Turner.
Not on the list.
Wrong. But that's okay.
He is actually not in the top 10.
What?
Yep. Sorry.
Okay, Yard Barker. Francisco Lindor.
Number two.
Xander Bogaerts.
Number 10.
What?
Yep. Man. I think you're failing this one.
I think I am. I think they're failing. Let's go with... I don't know where to go. Trevor Story?
Not in the top 10.
Oh, my God.
I'll just give you the top 10.
You give me the list.
Bogaerts, 10. Brandon Crawford, 9. Gene Segura, 8. D.D. Gregorius, 7. Elvis Andrews, 6. Corey Seager, 5. Andrelton Simmons, 4. Manny Machado, 3.
Andrelton Simmons?
The most gifted defensive player of his generation, it says, and one of the top 3 defensive shortstops of the last century. Changes the game more frequently with his glove than any player in baseball.
Okay. That's false also, by the way.
His 32 defensive runs saved in 2017 were more than double that of his closest competition, and his 4.2 D-WAR was over a game greater than any other defensive presence at any position.
Okay.
He also contributed career best with 38 doubles, 752 OPS, and a personal high 158 games.
He was number
games.
Three?
He's number four.
Four? What were the top three?
Manny Machado, number three.
Oh, well, he's... I don't know that Manny Machado is going to even be like he's bouncing around between third base and shortstop. So
he's three, Lindor two, Correa one.
Okay.
The third baseman. The only reason this one's interesting to me,
Nolan Arenado's number one.
Nolan Arenado one, Bryant two, Jose Ramirez three, Josh Donaldson four, Justin Turner five, Anthony Rendon six, Adrian Beltre seven, Evan Longoria eight, Alex Bregman number nine.
Alex Bregman greater than Kyle Seager? Alex Bregman greater than Justin Turner?
No, Justin Turner was number five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I rushed to him pretty quickly. But greater than Zach Cozart, who's number 10. So but I'm sure Altuve's number one on their second base list, which I haven't seen yet. So you got number one at shortstop, number one at second, and number nine at third. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
No one expects you to dive right in, Fred. Except maybe your doctor. What do they know? Yeah, they're just a doctor.
They're just doctors. 409.
Excuse me.
Not a very strong one, though. Robert Kraft, not the father of his girlfriend's child?
He's twice her age. He's 76. She's 38.
Might be a little old for him now. And that's...
God, that's like me and you. I'm 37. You're 74.
Oh, stop. Stop.
That's what we in the business call it.
I didn't know that.
Well, you're new to the business. My last 4 years of doing radio, the 4 years that you don't have that experience, That's when I've learned most about the business. The next 4 years, you'll be to where I am today. Saying to everything I say, not good for business.
I see.
Saying I see is the same thing as saying Fred and I will have one of those rare breaks where we talk to each other and it's not just radio silence in here.
You know, I'm trying to work on the breaks and get your article posted.
Well, I'll talk and you can just go, Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I'm pretty sure that's not Bob Dylan on line four, Jong.
Is that, hey, Jay, what do you say? I hear you talking about hangovers. Take two or leave. Kick back. Drink plenty of water.
Thanks for the call, Bob Dylan.
Thanks.
I can't deal with that today.
Yeah, I don't want to hear you, Mike. In England, there was a chicken shortage. So KFC had to take out full page advertisements to apologize for the changed chicken shortage.
We got no more chickens.
And endless thanks to our KFC team members and our franchise partners for working tirelessly. Oh, there's the working tirelessly. I hate that. To improve the situation. It's been a hell of a week.
So they ran out of corks.
They did. They ran out of corks.
Yeah, I know what you guys are doing here.
What? Are you saying that was a foul attempt?
No. I was going to go along with you guys, but then I chickened out.
There are times when I wonder if we're not five-year-olds. Trying to make yourself look like a poor.
Jesus was poor. He was rich in other things, Fred.
Stop.
Magical powers and frankincense.
And myrrh.
I don't have any myrrh, though.
You could buy some with those with that $1,000 that you're going to get.
Where would I buy myrrh?
I don't know.
Then don't just tell me I can. You don't know the going
rate.
At the
supermarket.
That was the worst.
That was pretty good.
Oh, it would be a miracle. Can I mention something real quick before we go to break?
Is it another mer joke?
No.
Because I would murder you.
Oh, my God. I'm turning my mic off.
Yeah? Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, on that note, I didn't realize we had 2 days of bad puns.
Yep.
Oh, those were so awful. I love it. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tyler, adequate effort today, sir. Going to give you a solid B+.
Sweet.
Hoffman gets an A+. I'm getting too carried away with these grades. I graded myself after my run this morning. I was like, you know what? I felt pretty good after that. I'm going to give myself a solid C+. Great. Doing the same thing for this. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend and tune in. Catch all the replacements next week. I'll see you guys next Friday at Higher Regency. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Gender Day with 30.